Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. And of course, with it being around 8:10, we have Lisa Wilson in for her weekly update about what's going on around the Independence. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Trying to get all rested up from the big weekend.
Absolutely. The big weekend. Of course, let's go over that this past weekend. A huge weekend here over in Independence as the Kansas airstrip attack was going on, and we were out there for a little bit, and man, I'll tell you what, some of those cars were flying. There was one I know was clocked going 206 miles per hour, and then there was a guy on a bike. He just kept making multiple runs and hitting about 180 each time. And I mean, I tell you what, it was a lot of fun out there and a lot of good races.
It was a great day. So it started, they all flew in, drove in on Friday, and we had a driver's dinner. I mean, not a driver's dinner, a team dinner for the Kansas airstrip attack at the Indy Brewworks Brewery. They all had a great time. And then Saturday, the races started, finished up on Sunday. You're right. Lots of drivers were out there, lots of really cool, fast cars. There were about 65 drivers that entered, and reaching top speeds of 206. You're exactly right. And Paul Lemon, our local Paul Lemon, he has Plum Crazy, and he has a Kawasaki motorcycle, and he was the one that was making pass after pass. And I think his top speed was 184 on a half mile track. And he was really catching the eye of a lot of people. But so were the Porsches, the Lamborghinis, the Vipers, the Corvettes. I mean, all those amazing cars that were going down the runway. So it was fun. I visited with all the hotels yesterday. I went out to the airport, just kind of doing a wrap up, and everything went very, very well. I was really, I enjoyed myself at the airstrip. You know, it was hot. We were supposed to be masked up. You know, you want to be careful, but I enjoyed myself because I was able to, even though there were a lot of people there, I don't know about you, but I never felt like I was around a crowd because of the way that it was laid out down the airstrip. We set up our tent. We stayed under our tent. When we went to get food or use the restroom or anything, you know, you put on a mask, but you really weren't even around anybody when you did those kinds of things. You could space out because there's so much room out there. So, tons of fun out at the airstrip. And then Saturday night, Brothers Railroad Inn hosted an after party, and many of the drivers brought their cars down. And so it was really cool to be able to see those cars up close. Well, you could see them even out at the airstrip, but meet the drivers and see all of them. So the street was blocked from Main to Maple or Main to Magnolia, right there where Potts Funeral Home is. Anyway, and cars were everywhere. And again, it was outside and everybody was able to just walk around and enjoy themselves. So from everything that I gathered from talking to the team, they're planning to come back next year.
Awesome.
So
That's good to hear. And it sounds like even though everybody was spaced out, it sounded like it was a great turnout for this event. And it was hopefully they'll have it again next year. I definitely would love to see it again here in Indy next year.
It was. They even said that our first race had a better turnout than the first race in Indiana. So they were very, very pleased with how many drivers we had and how many spectators we had. So it was awesome.
It was a lot of fun. Like you said, the gentleman locally hitting 184 on his bike, man, he was moving.
That's right.
Just imagine actually going 184 on the bike, how fast that must seem.
There were times where I kind of had to turn away. Yeah, it was crazy. And then I have to give a shout out to two local drivers. So Dr. Greg Kelly and Lori Kelly, they both drove as well. So he has a red Corvette, she has a red Porsche, and they got to go down the runway. And I videotaped them on my phone when they were going down. And I think Lori reached speeds of over 120 and Greg reached speeds of over 140. So like 124 and I think 140. 47. I don't know, but they were going fast in their cars, so they had a fun time. So it's not just for drivers that, you know, have, you know, that are coming in from all over with professional cars. It's for local people that want to get out and legally see how fast their car will go.
Right, exactly.
Legally.
John and I were out there. We were joking at one point. We saw two of the racers go like 160, and they just kind of flew by. And then John said, okay, we're about right here, way, way, way behind them in the station cars.
That's
so
right.
It's like we're just coming up way behind them. All right. Well, again, that was a lot of fun this weekend, and hopefully we'll get it back again. And next year it was a lot of fun, and we'll see if we can get it back again next year. All right, let's go ahead and get started, though. Lots of things going on, and we'll get it started with this Thursday as at the 200 block of North Penn Avenue. The community is invited to a celebration of the recognizing the newly placed plaques on the buildings.
That's right. So if you go to the Facebook page, Indy 150, you can go to Get Independence. You're going to see some pictures of the, as you mentioned, the newly placed plaques that are designating downtown contributing buildings on the National Register of Historic Places. So this Thursday, outside at 6 p.m., kind of right in front of Dickie's Barbecue, we are going to be recognizing these plaques. All the plaques are up in the 200 block, and we're continuing to put them up in the 100 and 300 block of downtown. And just celebrating our community's history, you know, the amazing buildings that we have in our downtown, the architecture, and it's something to be celebrated. So that's going to be happening Thursday. And then I encourage everyone to, as I mentioned just a minute ago, to go to the Indy 150 Facebook page and watch that for activities, because as you may or may not know, we kicked off our 150th celebration on the 4th of July, and then it will end on the 4th of July, 2021. We had intended to start earlier, but COVID got in the way. So we're stretching our celebration out over the next 12 months, just doing things sporadically that are fitting, such as this, this plaque designation. But COVID continues to get in our way, and it's getting in our way this Friday. We were scheduled to do a reception for Jim Hayward. He is a local artist, incredibly talented gentleman who was giving the community a gift. It was a community art assemblage, and we were going to do a presentation and unveiling at Memorial Hall. But because right now, you know, we had an uptick of numbers yesterday, and so the group really feels like that we should postpone it. We're definitely not canceling it. We are going to do it. But we were going to prepare food, and we were going to be in a closer environment. Mm-hmm. And we just felt like that it might be more responsible to postpone it and do it at another time when maybe our numbers are down just a little bit and people feel more comfortable to come out, because it's hard to eat food and have a mask on.
Right.
It's hard to drink and have a mask on. And it's hard to, you know, visit with community members when you're there to celebrate. So we want it to be celebratory. And it just felt like this week it wasn't going to be that way. So we're still crazy on board to recognize Jim and his incredible gift to our community. But watch the Indy Facebook page for some more information about that. And then there's also an event on Sunday at the museum with Chief Standing Bear. And that is scheduled, that was scheduled to be at 1:30. And right now it's tentatively been postponed as well. So things can change. So just watch that Facebook page, Indy 150, and you can keep up with everything. But I will tell you what is going to happen this weekend. Will be the recognition, as I mentioned, of those beautiful plaques in downtown Independence. The group that is putting those on, we will still be recognizing that. But on Saturday is the farmers market, the sidewalk sale, an outdoor car show, and the recognition of the 100-year-old professional building. and there's going to be a band that's going to play about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So lots of fun stuff will be happening on Saturday, and it's all outside. So don't miss the farmer's market on Saturday morning, as always, at 7:30, parking lot right behind Annie Mae's. You know, they're going to have, my goodness, I got some great blackberries. I think it was last weekend. Oh, they were awesome.
Love blackberries.
And lots of garden vegetables. The, you know, the wine vendor is always there. Smoked cheeses, cinnamon rolls, and breads, and all kinds of amazing things. And then lots of craft items are there as well. So, and you can always check the Farmers Market. It's Indy Farmers Market or Independence Farmers Market Facebook page for all the updates. So you can check that out. And then, as I mentioned, Sidewalk Sale is going to take place. So, you know, get up early. Go to bed early on Friday night. Get up early Saturday morning, because the Sidewalk Sale will kick off at the same time, 7:30. Lots of end-of-the-season sales, so if you're looking for some bargains, Saturday will be the time to find those in downtown Independence. And you can just stay down there, because I believe that the car show is going to be from like 10 to 1. Terry Scott at the Independence Soda Fountain, he's going to be, or the American Soda Fountain, he's going to be making walking tacos, so you can grab some coffee and a muffin or a scone at Annie Mae's, have breakfast, hang out downtown, get a walking taco at noon for your lunch, and just stay downtown and enjoy the outside. I mean, the car show is going to be going on. It's between Myrtle and Penn Avenue. You know, it'll be right there where the old farmer's market used to be. So from on Myrtle, from between Penn and 8th Street, I believe. So and then at 2 o'clock, we will be recognizing the 100-year-old building that is known to all of us as the professional building, and they will be giving tours of that as well. So, you know, he's going to put a special bronze plaque on his building to commemorate the 100-year-old building. It is absolutely beautiful, and we want to give a huge shout out to Terry Scott, his investment in downtown Independence and all that he has going on. And then straight away, we'll be playing at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So good music, good food, fun cars, lots to celebrate on Saturday.
It's going to be a very, very busy Saturday. And just want to also, you were talking about the farmers market, but kind of conjunction with the farmers market will be Stuff the Bus coming up, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we don't know what school's going to look like this year. We don't. But we do know school will take place. And they're working hard to work that out and figure out how to handle the school year. But nevertheless, the kids will still need paper and pencils and crayons and all those things that kids need to be successful in the classroom. And I think I mentioned this last week. It is expensive to send these kids to school. You know, you're trying to get clothes all around and purchase books and purchase school supplies. And if you have two or three or four kids, it racks up quickly. Mm-hmm. So we're just asking that people, maybe like myself, who don't have any kids, but I've got two kids that are school teachers and I know they appreciate it. So go to the store and grab some extra school supplies, some glue sticks, some scissors, some, you know, rulers and pencils and crayons and paper, all those things that I mentioned. Grab some of those school supplies, put them in a sack, bring them down to the farmer's market this Saturday between 7:30 and 10:30, and help stuff the bus. Jim Kelly from Community National Bank will be down there. He champions this effort every year, and we're so appreciative of his help in making sure that all of our students in USD 446 have what they need to be successful in the classroom, wherever that might be. If the classroom is in their living room, or if the classroom is at their school, they're going to need these supplies, and we'll figure out a way to get them, you know, get these supplies to the kids. So, again, you got a few days, get to the store, grab some supplies, and help stuff the bus.
And also, you're talking about all the great things that's happening on Saturday. You know what else you can do while you're down there? hit up the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo because they are again open this weekend.
That's right. Lots of things happen in our park and our zoo. So Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo are open. The zoo hours are 9 to 7. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can ride the train, the carousel, play miniature golf, go get some cotton candy at the Snack Shack. Thursday and Friday, 11 to 1, and then in the evening from 6 to 8:30. And then Saturdays and Sundays all day from 1 to 8:30, you can take advantage of all of this. So you can ride the train for 50 cents. You ride the carousel for a nickel. Play miniature golf for $2. So $2.55 a person will get you all that kind of crazy fun. And throw in a few extra bucks for a drink and some cotton candy because that's my favorite. And you've got quite a fun day. And then on top of that, you will. I think that the 4-H fair is going to be going on out at the park. So you can check that out. They'll probably have their animals out there and you can check that out. And then you can go to the Aquatic Center. They have, you know, fun out there. If you're hot and sweaty and you don't want to walk around in the park anymore, go get your suit on and go swimming. It's $4. And family nights are Thursday and Friday evenings from 5 to 7 for $5 per family up to 5. So I think it's a dollar extra if you have, you know, more than 5 people in the family. But I mean, that's affordable fun as well. So fun things going on. Then you can play miniature golf at night.
The glow in the dark.
That's this weekend. So all the fun starts after dark this Saturday. I think it's $5 to play glow in the dark miniature golf. So, you know, if you're wanting to stay out of the sun, then stay out of the sun, but know that you can still play miniature golf in the evening and enjoy some family fun that way. And then this is also in the park, and it's tonight, is Mid-Continent Band. And it's every Tuesday evening in the park. And they're doing lots of fun things this year. They always have something special that they're doing. They're playing some kind of special music selection during their Tuesday night performances. And I believe this one is all about Broadway music. And so it's in collaboration with the Children's Summer Theater. And they're going to be singing lots of fun songs, and kids are going to be down there, and the concert begins at 7. There's no cost to attend this, so I say tonight's the night that you grab the kids, you head to Mid-Continent Band as they present Broadway in the Park, as I said, in collaboration with the Independence Children's Summer Theater. So it's going to be fun tonight.
And the other good part is it's not supposed to get too hot today. It's supposed to get around 90 or so, but by 7 o'clock, it'll start cooling off a little bit. So the temperature is going to be just right for tonight as well. So.
That's right. And also you can socially distance out there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so easy to do, you know, go get some takeout at one of our local restaurants, go, you know, throw out a blanket on the grass or use one of the picnic tables that are already out in our beautiful park and zoo and bring the family out. You don't have to get close to anybody. You don't even have to wear your mask if you're, you know, all together as your family unit, and just enjoy some time outside. So,
yeah, catch some great music while eating out. I mean, just have a picnic, make a picnic out of it.
That's right.
That'll be a lot of fun. Well, coming up also, the VFW is wanting to invite everybody for their bingo night every Monday evening.
That's right. So VFW has community bingo on Monday evening. So that was last night, but it'll be next Monday night. The doors open at 5. The games begin at 7. That's also affordable fun. It's $7 for a bingo pack. You can buy more packs than that, but that's the base price. So you know, grab your friends, slip on those masks, and go play some bingo. So I'm sure that I've not been up there recently, but I'm sure that they have it all set up where you can, you know, sit with somebody maybe that you come with that is a trusted family member or friend, and then socially distance from, you know, everyone else, and enjoy some bingo.
I tell you who was really good at bingo was my grandmother. She would she'd go to like the bingo hall, and she would rock like 30 cards at the same time and just go all through all of them. And I was just like, I remember watching her watch going, how could you see all these numbers? I just see lots of numbers and I'll probably miss one knowing me.
I can't do that. I like to talk too much and then I'm not paying attention. So
I can do one card. There we go. So, and then also the Little House on the Prairie is open. Admission is perfect. It's only $3 for adults and $1 for kids.
That's right. It again is very affordable to enjoy some time out on the prairie. And I want to also remind people that the birthday party for Carrie Ingalls is coming up. So mark your calendar for Saturday, August the 1st. That will be here, unfortunately, before we know it. These days are just ticking by. But Carrie was born on the prairie in Independence. So we're celebrating her birthday. It'll be an all-day event from noon until 5. It's free that day. So you want to come out. They're going to have some cake and some music and fun for, you know, everybody. So enjoy some fun on the prairie. And, you know, just remember that, as you mentioned, admission is $3 for adults, $1 for the kids. They're open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 1 to 5. And, you know, they have the replica one-room log cabin. That's really cool to check that out. And they have a one-room schoolhouse. They have an old post office. They have a gift store. They have some mules and donkeys to pet. Again, open area. And if you want more information about Little House on the Prairie, call 620-289-4238. And the volunteers out there are very friendly and they will answer all your questions. And hopefully everybody can get out and check that out.
Absolutely. And one last thing, I usually lead off with it, but I completely forgot about it. The recycling, is that still going on as of right now?
Yeah, we have a few things that we'll throw in. So remember that recycling is today from 11 to 1 every Tuesday. Drop off those recyclables. Also, I want to remind everyone to check out the Independence Public Library's Facebook page, because they have curbside pickup Wednesdays and Thursdays from 2 to 6. And that you can also sign up for open access. And that is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And basically the hours range between 6 to 10 p.m. and 8 in the morning to 10 p.m. So you can check that out on their Facebook page. For more information, you can go to www.iplks for Independence Public Library, Kansas. So iplks.org. And again, get signed up for open access, because you can get into the library. You know, you just swipe a card and you're in on Friday evenings from 6 to 10, on Saturday, basically all day from 8 in the morning until 10. Sunday again, 8 in the morning until 10. And then Monday again from 8 in the morning till 10. So lots of good opportunities to get there. And then I also want to let everybody know, we talked about going back to school. And with going back to school, high school students and middle school students need those physicals. And Wilson Medical Center, Independence Family Medicine, as well as Labette Health and Independence Healthcare Center are providing free physicals. So you'll want to check those out. You can contact them at Independence Family Medicine at 331-2400. And you can also go to Labette Health's website at labettehealth.com/resources to get information about their sports physicals. But, you know, those are expensive too. So mm-hmm. We appreciate those healthcare providers giving those physicals to our local kids so that they can not have to pay for that, because that's an expense.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it is.
Oh, and then we have some signups for some things at the Ash Center. So fall sports, you got to get your physical to play, you know, school sports. But the Rec Commission has some sports available as well. So first and second graders and third and sixth graders that are wanting to first through second and third through sixth that want to play football, it's time to get signed up. Registration ends on August the 6th. So you got a couple weeks to get that taken care of. And then soccer is pre-K through eighth grade. You can get signed up for that. And then volleyball, third grade through sixth grade. And you can get signed up for that as well. So to register, you can either call the Ash Center at 331-0260. You can go by the Ash Center at 1501 North 10th Street and get signed up. or you can go online at indyrec.com and get signed up. So three great ways to get signed up for football, soccer, volleyball, get your sports physicals taken care of, and it's hard to believe, but fall is almost here.
I know. I know. It seemed like summer just started. So,
I'm ready for some heat relief, but I do like summer.
Exactly. So, okay. Well, again, I mean, like you said, fall's here. It's already getting here. It's hard to believe. Well, Lisa, again, lots of things going on over in Independence, and we always appreciate you letting everybody know, letting our audience know about what is going on. And do you have anything else you'd like to add to here at the end?
A couple other things. I would encourage people to stay in tune with KansasWorks.com. If you are needing a job, they're having some job fairs. So be sure and watch their Facebook page for information regarding all things work related. And then also check out the Independence Public Library's Facebook page, not just for open access, but they have a lot of virtual programming going on right now. It's good for adults. It's good for kids. There's one coming up next Tuesday, the 28th, and it will be a live webcast, and it's all about constellations, science, and stories in the sky. I think that would be incredibly
interesting. Oh, that'd be right up my alley. Yeah. I love that stuff.
So be sure and check out the public library and all the amazing programming that they have. When you're sitting at home, you're cooped up, and you're like, ugh, got to do something, you know, go check that out, because they have a lot of things to offer us right now.
I love going to the library. It doesn't matter which one. I love going to the library, and just because, I mean, it's so many books and I love reading. So, all right, Lisa. Well, again, we thank you very much for coming in today. Talk about what's going on in Indy. Lots of things. Hopefully we'll get that the Kansas Airstrip Attack again next year, because that was a lot of fun this year. And it sounds like the turnout was really great this year. And it was really good to see that.
Absolutely. I'll be back next week.
All right. We'll see you again next week, Lisa. That was Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate her coming in, as she does every Tuesday. And we will talk to her again next Tuesday. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF as we have Open Line getting ready to kick off here in just one moment.